You're with SBS Radio. شمع خبيبة مقرأ ميلان ماكسيموفيتش وبرزوجو ميقرتا هيلدا بيشنضية قاشو تابوتا أطوريتا بريشايد جو سيدني قا بلخاني طاوة وبلخانة عدرانا وبلاتة شوكانة بريشايد قدانة كريسمس غدا جاي خيتا أهبيتوتا وبحيرت تخكما شد آسة وخكما برسوبة مدري قرقوزنا قبلت خسام راب يورا من شو كانت عيدا قا جوسان واتيان خاتق أستراليا ويلا برسد تمزمخ عم يقرأ ميلان قد يولا النهارة بوت ترميتة أهشيتا وبلياتة داخ بتهاوي وانكما دانا وكما بشوكانة بلينا Milan, welcome to the Assyrian program. And once again, you're enduring the heat of summer, 41, 42 degrees in a compact small garage with all that heat, packing all these hampers and presents to give it, to bring the smile to the face of children and refugees' families. Tell me, how do you do it? How do you continue doing it?
Good afternoon, my dear friend Ninas and dear listeners. Yes, again, we are under very hot weather. Same happened last year when my family and me and together with the volunteers packed over 1,100 hampers. We are doing it same this year because this really brings us a lot of joy. We already have a first event on Friday 13th, and we had around altogether 300 people, and most of them around 160 were children. And we got this time contact details of new arrivals that were less than 3 months in Australia, and this was the first time for them to experience a love and joy of Christmas in Australia. And as you know, dear Ninos, I am also a refugee that arrived more than 20 years ago from Serbia, and I'm married to a Syrian refugee who also arrived a long time ago. But we remember how hard it was for us, you know, when we come to the new country, and how important is when you're welcome into new country. And what inspired us even more that we saw that this new group of people, they're really exhausted because they suffered, you know, war in Iraq and Syria, and then they were waiting for 4 or 5 years for their visas, and their health is really not good. And even some of those children that we have met, they were not very well. So we're really happy to see that they forgot about their pain, about their sickness, and when we saw their smiles, that's really what keep us going.
Okay, if you allow me, I will try to briefly translate this to our Syrian listeners. شمعان خبيبة ميقرا ميلان بقرن من داخل مصايا خداها خمة اتأربيخا اربيتري درغة شخنوتا وبلاخا يوخا قراجة بيتا وبدو خمة يورا آت وبرزوجو خبرونو خناشخين هيراني ساقول أن شو كانت يويت النون قدن جوساني ميقرا ميلان مرقت خدوتها لقالا قد آمن ديوادخ من سبب نيشن إلى خنيشة الله يا من سبب أنا إيوه مجاني وين جوسانا وبرزوجي إيوه جوسانتا وخم بضايخ كما جنجر أنا جوساني كما جنجري هاللي قد إنام طاية وشتقوسي بتهاتخ بغزايخ قد أني شو كانت مقروخ قاد أني برسوبو برشايت شوري نيال سوري منبروية لخادوتا جو باتواتي وجو لبي مرقا شيت شورينا حاضرا بأن زياخي النعوادة بليتة شو كاني تلتصر بترس سر يواجه قامتا تلما برسوبه ديره و أمو اشتي مني يواجه لسوري شوري بولي لنقاته و اتلن هدية مدعنياته و بضايا وخ كما ناشي بتاينا يوسان خاتب ارخت شد اسي بريشي و يو شاوع داور دي بليتا اتوالن يوسانت طلاير خي اخشي دينا مطي الاستراليا ميلان Tell me, how do you keep control, or how do you notify the people that you think they are refugees or you believe they're refugees? So, because your cause is mainly for refugees, how do you keep track of these people?
This is mainly for new arrivals or refugees in Australia, and 90% of people that come to our event are new arrivals. We still have 10% of people that we provide Christmas hampers that maybe are for much longer in this country, but they experience, some financial difficulties. So in order, to try to reach as many as we can new arrivals, it's very important for us to have support from other people and other organizations, such as a community leader like Shamiran. So she was also helping us on the day on the event, and she'll help us in the next event as well. And she provided us with a list of the names that just arrived to Australia. So also Barnabas Fund, who is still paying tickets for some refugees and their families to be able to come to Australia. This time, I think they provided us with around 40 families, new families, which were the less than 3 months. And of course, there are some other people that they tell each other and they pass the message, and we keep track of all of them in our database. And by now we actually reach over 500 families that were in touch, and we're trying to help them.
اوكي مقرم الان بمارلي بقرن من داخي مصايت يطيت ماني ناني جوساني وماني لنا اجي متخر مرقت اتلن حكمه شوت اسي برخديه بضايه وخ من يانا وشمانة ناشي اب اتلن حكمه عوده اتراي اني شروكنا جو هيرتن مقروتا ين مضيتا اتشمان الدنيا برسوبه وامينا ايد اخنكي يشخخ سببها خورزا که داخل اختی قا تیان خاته و پرشاید قا جوسانه ملان in one of your interviews the value of the presents worth about $33,000. Tell us who actually is helping you with that.
Yes, so this year I was running a campaign for my birthday, and I received donations and funding, and also I was running a campaign specifically for the Christmas hampers, and it was amazing that both campaigns, they met goal in only one day. And of course, me and my family, we always match the specific donations that we receive. Previous years, we were just financing 100%, but this year we actually got donations from the community, and as well working with other charity organizations. So we were able to buy the value by just paying 5 or 10% of the value of the new goods. So we were able to get new goods from actually Big W, from Woolworths, and even from Coles by paying just let's say 10% of the values. So the total sale price of today's presents that we have, it's around $33,000, and we will pack over 1,000 hampers. That means that each hamper will be worth more than $30.
مقاتم يقرأ من ريقا بقري من يقرأ ميلان من ري آشيتا مضيلوخن قد طيمة شوكاني طيمة ديه إلى بقربة $3,000 ميكتون قنيو أنزوزة متخرقة إتلن رابع أرخاتة إتلن خكمة من سعياتة عضرانة كيباري إينا أحنا جوربلن تشقلخ من أن شوق جوري أخول ورث وأخي شقلخ لي مندي بخاطيمة رابا رابا سورة بسبب إلى خاف الخانة أدرانا جبت هذا بن رابنا ملوئة شوكاني إينا طيمة دي خدشة لتقيرة إلا إينا أطيمة أصلاية جانو إلى بإسرائية $1,000 وخان رابا بغداية خد مصايخ أمدي أدخل من سبب قمتها شي تورا كلنا إيد أخنا من جيبت جانا يخرج أخوة إن آشيتا إتلان أنها يرانت وادنا. Okay, Milan, now as you mentioned, your second one, which is today, Saturday, next one, when is that going to be?
So yes, as I mentioned earlier, our first event was on Friday, 13 December, and the next one is today, Saturday, 21st, and the last one will be on Saturday, 28th of December in Liverpool.
In Liverpool. And of course, invitations have been sent to those people. I believe your wife, Hilda, have written letters to all these recipients.
Yes, yes, we have, you know, their mobile numbers, because today everyone likes to receive text messages. So my wife, Hilda, wrote to them in their language so they can understand. And, you know, many times she talks to them, follow up, and they call her. And yeah, everyone is waiting. They cannot wait, because some of those people came also last year, so they're looking forward to see us again.
And this campaign will be ongoing for the next year, or it stops at the 28th?
So what happened, we will still have around 100 or 150 presents for the people that didn't make it to events, and I'll be during the holidays, I'll be driving to some of those homes, because last year, if you remember, it took us 8 weeks to distribute 1,100.
Right.
But hopefully this year will be done in 3 or 4 weeks to distribute 1,000 presents.
One more thing I want to mention. I read it somewhere saying that 3 years now, Milan has helped new arrivals and people in need in Australia with around 80 weekly food hampers. In total, they delivered, you and your wife, more than 11,000 hampers over 3 years period. That's a lot of hampers and presents, Milan.
Yes, yes, that's a lot, because we were running also last year for 5 months, for every week we were giving hampers in Liverpool and also as well the Fairfield area. And yes, praise the Lord, 11,000 hampers, and we'll keep going. This year, from 1st of July, we actually registered a non-profit organization called Milan Hilda Care Incorporated, and we are looking forward to work for many, many more years.
Just let me translate this before we end this interview, Milan. ميقات ميقن أمريكا ميلان مودينا دي عودياته متخرقات إديوم شابتا إتلو عودو تترياني تدبت فالي شوكاني وخارتا إسري 8 برخا أبان يوم تشابتا جو ليفربول بت فالي مدر شوكاني وبقريقت إن آت لخا وبراق إلي شلوخون متخرر ميلان قد جوشيت تورا بلو يخو أن شوكاني بيتا بيتا أنا بتاوى جوراديتي وبطرايا ونابولو إجابت هذا شقلا قرب 18 و هلك مصيلا بريخلو بريخلو اها شيتا بتفشل خ ام وخمشي شو كانت حكمه بيتوات لمصيلو قاني ذني يوماني وانا بالجربن يعني مقر ميلان بتاتو جراديتو مدرب ازلو بليلو ختم متخرن بيطلع شنه بيت مقر ميلانو كلبتو هيلدا بولينا زودا من خد السر البي هامبرز قمت خط لانشن يعني هذا صار ألبي مدن شوكانة وسلاتة شوكانة قا ناشي ميلان the only thing we can say I say God bless you and your family for this noble cause and noble thing that you are doing to first of all bring the happiness and smile on the faces of the children who have seen and have suffered a lot but now they are living in this country, the country of peace and happiness. And people like you fulfill that happiness.
Thank you so much, Ninos. I really appreciate your kind words. And yes, it's not about present. It's about also us spending time with them, because we organize for them as well afternoon tea and these activities for kids. And it's about really showing them love and sharing our stories so they can see that they're really welcomed here and they're really loved. So that's the biggest award for us. And thank you again, dear Ninos and dear listeners.
Milan Maksimovic from all the people, the crew at SBS, we wish you and Hilda and your family the best for Christmas and the New Year, and thank you again for your time.
Thank you, dear Ninos, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to SBS and to all listeners. And I really would like to thank especially SBS Assyrian for ongoing support, I think, for over 4 years now. God bless you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.